Hello, friends, and welcome to the ABC Storytime Podcast, where we bring you stories in Mandarin. I'm Miss Grace.
And I'm Miss Jane.
And we are so excited you're here.
大朋友们，小朋友们，你们好，欢迎你们来收听 ABC Storytime Podcast. 我们是小画老师
和小毛老师。
我们很开心跟大家分享今天的故事。哔哔哔哔哔哔，轰轰，哔哔。
Miss Jane, what are you doing over there?
Oh, hey, Miss Grace. Buck and I are just playing with his trucks. Look, we've got our dump truck, our concrete mixer, our digger. We're all working on a new construction right now.
Oh, how fun. Zoe is loving cars and trucks right now, too. But do you know what's even better than trucks?
What's that?
Trucks and friends! In today's story, we are following a friendly little blue truck to see how friendship helps him through some sticky situations.
That's right, friends! Today our story is called The Little Blue Truck, 蓝色小卡车. This story was written by Alice Shirtle. It was illustrated by Jill McElmurry, and it was translated by Li Xing.喇叭哔哔叫，引擎嗡嗡转，没有什么声音比这更友善。蓝色小卡车开上大马路，哔，它向大绿蟾蜍打了个招呼，蟾蜍回声呱，一只眼眨了眨，蓝色小卡车开过他身旁。
咩，绵羊叫，母，奶牛叫，小猪在哼哼。哔，蓝色小卡车喊道，母鸡打招呼，咯咯咯咯，小鸡跟着叫，叽叽。咩，山羊在问好，蓝色小卡车说，哔，嘶，马儿吼，呱呱呱，鸭子叫，哔，蓝色小卡车友善地回应道，
轰轰轰轰轰，翻斗车大吼，结果结果，我有重要的事要做，我可没功夫跟路上的每只鸭子打招呼。噗嗤，开到转弯处，翻斗车看见一个大泥潭，他赶紧扭转方向盘，这个笨重的小家伙陷进烂泥里，他那很重要的大车轮被卡得没法动。身负重任的翻斗车轮胎在泥里越陷越深，根本出不来。轰！翻斗车害怕的拼命叫喊，但是根本没人听见，或者说没人理他。
然后，砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰，蓝色小卡车冲进泥潭来帮翻斗车的忙。蓝色小卡车使劲推，用尽一切力量，结果却和翻斗车一样被困牢。救命！救命！救命！蓝色小卡车大声叫，哔哔哔，我被卡住了，根本动不了。哔哔哔，这次大家都听到。奶牛、小猪和绵羊赶紧朝着那边跑，大松马像风一样飞奔到现场，山羊跳过篱笆来帮忙，母鸡、小鸡和鸭子扑打着翅膀赶过来，大家一起用力去推蓝色小卡车，
用头顶，用屁股搡，他们推蓝色小卡车， 蓝色小卡车推翻斗车，可他们没能让重载翻斗车挪动一小步。突然，那只大绿色蟾蜍跳了出来，所有人预备，一、二、三，一起用力推，两辆卡车出了泥潭。
谢谢你，小兄弟。翻斗车对蓝色小卡车说，你帮了我，他们帮了你，现在我明白了，很多事都得靠好朋友出手帮个忙，要不可真做不到。
哔，蓝色小卡车说，谁想搭个车？大家争先恐后跳上车。
嘎嘎，咩，咕咕咕咕，
叽叽，嘶，
呱，
哔哔哔。好了，小朋友们，我们今天的故事就讲到这儿。从今天的故事里，我们学到了我们要彼此相爱，彼此帮助。希望你们也和蓝色小卡车一样，能够友善地对待每一个人。
小朋友们， We would love to know how you and your friends help each other. Please let us know by leaving a comment wherever you listen to this podcast and tell us how you liked this episode.
朋友们，我们下次再见。See you next time. We love you and 我们爱你。
我们爱你。